Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Wednesday edition of The News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's December 3rd, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Barclays, yes, the bank, and not really so much the Premier League, is about to switch on iBeacon. Barclays in the past has been known really to embrace new technology, unlike other banks, and that's what they're hoping to push forward with iBeacon. Barclays wants to make things easier for you coming into its branches. So it announced yesterday that it's going to become the latest UK company to trial Beacon technology. Barclays in Sheffield will trial its own beacon service called Barclays Access. It will notify its staff when a customer with an accessibility needs to enter the branch, instead of having to state the requirements every single time they have to do some banking. Visitors will be able to opt in to the service by supplying information about the requirements by an iPhone app. The app will also allow customers to upload a photo, allowing the staff to identify them as soon as they enter the premises. The iBeacon technology, of course, uses Bluetooth to detect when a person using the app enters the building. Then it'll alert the colleagues via an iPad app at the front desk. Barclays is hoping that the beacon technology will help provide faster and more personal service for their customers. Everybody loves convenience, so thank you, Barclays. Just don't start adding on these little service fees here and there. That would be much appreciated to bring this technology to us. Thank you. Ultrasound. Yeah, it could be a name of a band, but hey, no, it's the technology that's been around for quite a while now. But no, we're not talking about trying to look at babies here. We're talking about a whole new thing with ultrasound. We're talking about ultrasound, how it can be used to create entire 3D shapes that we can touch and feel in the air. Ooh, spooky. They're saying by focusing complex patterns of ultrasound, the air disturbance can be felt as a floating 3D shape. The system generates an invisible 3D shape that can be added to a 3D display to create something that can be seen and felt. This is kind of science fiction here, isn't it? But other than just being able to feel shapes in these kind of things, this is actually being directed more towards the medical profession. Researchers reckon its first use in the real world will be in medicine, helping doctors feel things like tumors rendered from a CT scan before they go anywhere near an operating table. But beyond that, you gotta say, the possibilities are endless here. I could definitely see some nerd going out there saying, yeah, I'm gonna make myself an ultrasound girlfriend, Britain is getting its first esports arena coming next year. Brits will soon have a physical venue to watch their favorite esports competitors duke it out. According to Gfinity, that's a league organizer for multiplayer games, says it's gearing up to launch the UK's first permanent esports arena in London next year. The new locale will accommodate up to 500 spectators, although the company said it hasn't really decided whether to build a new facility or just retrofit an existing one. But once it's completed, Gfinity says they're going to host up to 30 tournaments between March and September next year. If they're going to start this in March of next year, my guess they're probably going to retrofit something. Now, this is really kind of going into uncharted territory as far as events goes. Renting a space for an annual esports tournament is one thing, but getting people to come to a dedicated venue all year round is really another. But never underestimate the power of a gamer.
Attention, attention, FBI warning, FBI warning.
Attacks could hit the U.S. at any moment. That's right, FBI has issued a confidential report. I don't know how confidential it is, though, since we know about it, but anyway. It's a report to businesses in the wake of the Sony Pictures hack, which explains U.S. businesses should remain vigilant against new malicious software that could be used to launch destructive cyber attacks. The funny thing about the report, though, as with any probably government thing, it provides little insight on how the malware actually works. It explains very little how it overrides data on a hard drive, including the master boot record, which prevents computers from booting. But they're saying the message is clear. Businesses should contact the FBI as soon as they think they've been exposed to malware. Get ready, FBI. You're about to have a whole bunch of people going,
you know what? My computer won't turn on. I don't know. I think I've been hacked. Can you come help me?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah, I got your attention, don't I? Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, Pizza Hut wants to create a new mind-reading menu for you. Having trouble deciding what pizza you like? Don't worry about that anymore. Pizza Hut has developed a new menu that says it can read diners' minds to decide what they really want. The menu is actually set to roll out over newly refurbished restaurants across the UK very soon. And get this, the app is controlled by the customer's eyes. After training the app to track your little eyeball there, users can look across Pizza Hut ingredients, and the app will decide which they've lingered on the longest. The app's creator, Toby Technology, says that 90% of users in testing were satisfied with the pizza that they chose for them. Those that aren't, you can just go ahead and restart the process, or order the normal way. It's totally up to you. A freakishly cool idea for kind of ordering a pizza. Doesn't say if Pizza Hut retains your Retina data, so that's kind of an unsettling part about it. As for the ones that said they were 98% satisfied with the pizza, any bet they got that pizza free? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd be satisfied too. And finally, let's get a hold of Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. It's ringing.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Santa. Hey.
Yes.
Well, you sound a little bit, shall we say, a bit more undrunken today.
Point taken.
Uh-huh.
But first of all, I'd like to apologize for my behavior yesterday. Okay. I'd had a couple of sherbets. I wasn't feeling my best, I have to say. I think I'm going to be a cold coming.
Right, okay. So
I do apologize.
Well, thank you, Sam.
So, yes, anyway, I've done a lot of research.
Oh, really?
An awful lot of research.
Okay.
And I've got a very special one for you.
All right.
Yes, I think you'll really love this one.
All right, do tell.
It's the tassel charging cable keychain. You can avoid it at photojojo.com. It's okay. Definitely crap for Christmas, and it's not cheap crap.
Oh, really?
It's expensive crap.
Huh.
If you want one with a lightning connector, it's $59.99.
Right.
And,
yeah, whoa.
Same price if you want USB micro thing. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Now, here's the interesting part.
All right.
I'm saying it's crap for Christmas because, A, it's expensive, and all it is a cable. And, B, it's got the word tassel in it.
Okay.
What sane person in their right mind would buy anything that has the word tassel in? Last time I had tassels, I was wearing loafers and it was the 1980s.
Really?
Yes.
I could have swore I'd seen a recent photo of you wearing tassels.
Well, I have no idea.
But
I certainly wouldn't have been caught dead in tassels after 1989.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay, whatever you say.
So there you go, Kyle. Crap for Christmas.
Okay.
And once again, I do apologize. I would try harder.
It's okay,
rest
Santa.
Of the week.
Understood.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa. Yep, dear old Santa. He is like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, yes again, with your Thursday edition of The News Show. We're getting closer to Friday. It is hump day today, so just hang in there. And thank you very much for listening.